After a bitter parting from the Walt Disney Company last year, brothers Harvey and Bob Weinstein have launched their own film company. As usual, the Weinsteins are expected to figure in this year's Oscar race. One of their first films, Mrs. Henderson Presents, opens on Friday. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
Even in the sharp-elbowed world of Hollywood, the Weinstein brothers have always been known for rough manners. But they do have taste. Year after year, they've come up with major Oscar contenders, from The Piano to The English Patient to The Aviator. Their new movie, Mrs. Henderson Presents, is the kind of modestly budgeted, quasi-arthouse fare that was typical of their old company, Miramax. The film stars Judi Dench as a widow who operates a London theater in the shadow of World War II.
We've put on some good shows, but they're obviously not daring enough. Why don't we get rid of the clothes?
Pardon?
Let's have naked girls.
Having sold Miramax to Disney years ago, the Weinsteins were forced out last year after clashing with Michael Eisner, then Disney's chief executive. But the recently launched Weinstein Company will partner with Disney on numerous projects. And now that Robert Iger has taken over at Disney, Harvey Weinstein says the bitterness is gone.
I just can tell you it's an absolute pleasure to work with them. That's the God's truth. I think Bob just has true class.
A few weeks ago, the Weinsteins announced that they had raised nearly $500 million for their new company. With the industry suffering through a protracted slump, Wall Street analyst Richard Greenfield says that's impressive. Given the Weinsteins' track record, he sees reason for optimism.
If they focus on what their real core competency has been and what got them to be successful in the first place within the Disney fold, I think there's absolutely the opportunity to be successful in building a new company.
The Weinsteins had to leave their library of films behind at Miramax, but they aren't starting from scratch. They took dozens of projects when they split from Disney and share custody on franchises like Scream, Scary Movie, and Spy Kids. A looming question is whether Harvey Weinstein can control his outsized appetites. Disney complained that Miramax had drifted from its low-cost roots, making expensive films that didn't pay off, like Gangs of New York and Cold Mountain. Harvey Weinstein concedes that he'll miss the freedom to make those big, splashy movies.
I loved doing the movies that we did when we had 800 films in the library. You know what I mean? And you're able to throw off $70 or $80 million a year just by opening up the keys. You know, you just go, good morning, we're open for business now. And, you know, how many, what upteen version of Clerks 10th anniversary would you like to buy today, you know, on DVD?
But Weinstein says he can restrain his spending.
As people who've seen me know, I'm sticking to my diet everywhere.
The Weinsteins' old company, Miramax, was named after the Weinstein parents, Miriam and Max. Harvey says his brother and his mother have gotten over the loss of the name, but he hasn't.
It still bothers me, and I'll tell you the nicest thing that Bob Iger did was he called me and said, you know what, you know, he was against it, and he wasn't kidding. He was against us losing the name.
In a statement, Disney said nothing has changed since the Weinsteins agreed to relinquish the Miramax name last March. But Harvey hasn't given up hope of getting it back.
I think it would be nice if they would consider a financial consideration. We'd love to have the name back, and we'd love to pay them for it, and they know that.
The Weinsteins may be gone from Miramax, but they will still be a presence in the Oscar race this year. Known in the past for hardball Oscar campaign tactics, Harvey is attempting at this point to keep a low profile. But he acknowledges he's going to bat for Mrs. Henderson Presents.
I don't want to handicap the movie in any way either. You mean by making it part of a circus, like, you know, Harvey has to have this.
Harvey may not have to have it, but with the launch of a new company, no doubt this would be an especially sweet year to get it. The Weinstein Company also will be campaigning for its other films, including The Libertine with Johnny Depp and Transamerica with Felicity Huffman. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.